Let's start with Apple. I have been walking you through this stock now for many weeks. I have been saying to you how long the base is. This stock for me, even though it was 348 January 14th, but hit 364 on February 16th, for me, the 348 looking back is where it was started to really get in trouble. And when it rallied up to 364, it was on no volume. It more had to do with the market. Bottom line, whether you use the first one or the second one to start, you're still in a 6 or a 5 month trading range. But today, you broke even the reversal low of April 18th, which was 320. Now, remember I told you 326 was support. And basically when I say support, just every time it hits there, it holds and goes higher. Well, close at 315.32 today, minus 5, with the market up 70-something, with the NASDAQ up 13. At one point, it was down 9 today. Now, I want to bring this up. As I said, I'm going to be a little instructive today. Tops in stocks. I am not saying in any way, shape, or form Apple's not going to $500 from here. I am not saying it's going to $200 from here. I am saying it's still acting poorly, its relative strength is going down, and you got to ask yourself a couple of questions, which I do all the time. Why is a stock where last quarter's earnings were up 92% and revenues up 83%, why is this stock trading at like 15 times present earnings? 2021, yeah. 15 times present earnings. Because for me, a stock like this should be trading at 30, 35 times earnings. That's a good question to ask. Because let me explain a couple of things to you, little tidbits about the market. In the past, I have noticed that many great stocks will top out when everybody's asking the question, wait a minute, isn't this just ridiculously cheap? Here's my thinking. I'm wondering here, is this as good as it gets for Apple as far as their earnings and revenue growth goes? And of course, it's a combination of how great things have been, but now how big the company is. And in case you don't know, the bigger you get, the tougher to hold those strong growth rates. It's happened to every great growth company that's ever existed. Their growth rate topped out. Their stock usually topped out months in advance. Now the question is, well, wait a minute. It's trading at 15 times earnings. If their growth rate just goes from 90 to 30, which is a big drop, isn't 30 still good? Yeah. But it's a major deceleration, and markets look at that, and markets act like that. So the other point of contention here that you should know, I don't have the numbers. I don't have the stats. But I'm willing to venture the guess that this stock is in the top five of the most overowned and beloved stocks to own in the last two decades. And what is the problem with that? Whenever anybody owns something, when everybody owns it and everybody loves it, and then earnings top out, there is only one thing left that's going to happen: sellers. And typically the sellers feed on itself. And typically the big money sellers do it quietly and slowly so they can knock out as much as they can before the stock goes really night-night. So when you have a chance, I'd like each and every one of you to go look at the volume patterns of the last 5 to 6 months in Apple and notice sans just a couple of days off of the earnings report that came out in April, there's been nothing but big sell days on this stock. And now, using Daily Graph's proprietary relative strength number, it's trading at with a 57 relative strength. And for the first time since the low of the bull, it's trading below the 40-week moving average. Now, again, I want to repeat something. This does not mean that come earnings in July that they don't have a gangbuster number, blow it out, and the stock's up $50 on the earnings. I'm giving you all the evidence at hand. And you know the line, what do odds favor based on the culmination of all the evidence and work on all of our studies of stocks and sectors of the market going back many a moon. This one's going to be interesting to watch. That's all I can tell you. I have not owned the stock for weeks and weeks and weeks. There's no reason to own the stock here. And that's that. We'll see how it plays out come earnings. I am saying all this, and their stores are still full. In fact, when you go past one of their stores, you'd be thinking they'd be giving out free money. Seriously. That's how busy it is. But when things can't get any better for a company, stock's coming in. That's how it works. And you need to know this. If there's any one thing I can teach you on this show, is just that. Because I got to tell you something, most people will hold on to a topping out great stock like grim death. And it is not till it's down 50% will they say, what the heck am I doing with this thing? And the reason you're still holding, because every god darn gosh dang, got to be careful what I say here, analyst on Wall Street is telling you it is cheap, it is a value, it has to be owned, think long term, it's happened before, this is going to be a $1,000 stock in 3 years. And not one of them have studied what big tops look like for great stocks. Not one. They will parrot the same line come heck or high water. They did it with Lucent. They did it with Nokia. They did it with AOL. They did it with Intel. They did it with Oracle. They did it with WorldCom. They did it with PMC Sierra, SDL Inc. They did it with Merrill Lynch, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, Countrywide Financial. They did it with every stock that has ever dropped 50, 60, 70, 80, 90%. These analysts just stood there like deers in the proverbial headlights until huge damage was done. Watch the stock. Do not listen to opinion. The stock price performance is what counts in your wallet, not somebody's thoughts. And the market and the stock will do whatever it wants to do, regardless what somebody thinks. I promise you. I think this whole segment I'm going to put on disc and put it on my website. I'm Gary. This is Investor's Edge.